Yesterday, Saraji explained that by developing Vivadagami Kusala, by developing wholesomeness, that does not lead to further existences. Even though they are difficult to be discerned and thus profound, but when one has removed nivranas, hindrances, then one, by removing the hindrances, then the vivada sajja, the two noble truths, nirodha sajja and magga sajja, will become prominent by removing hindrances. Removal of the hindrances are connected with practicing systematically. And by practicing systematically, one can remove nivarana hindrances. When one is developing Pobabhaga Magga, preliminary path, one is discerning Dukkha Sajja, the truth of suffering, and one removes Mudya Sajja, the truth of origin of suffering, and one comes to have momentary cessation, which is called Tathanga Nirodha. When one is discerning Dukkha Sajja, at the moment one is discerning the truth of suffering, when one analyzes, one is also developing the eight factors of the path, which are preliminary to Ariya Magga. So by noting presently arising object, at every moment one is discerning, one is said to be developing Pobabhaga Magga, the preliminary path. In this way, by being mindful, by discerning, one is doing four tests of discerning, removing, realizing, and developing. So the practice that one is practicing, it is very deep and profound. And when one develops Pobabhaga Magga, preliminary path, one develops Vipassana Jnana, inside knowledge, stage by stage. And finally, one's knowledge will become mature. When one's knowledge becomes mature, from Pavatta, the continuous arising of the Nama Rupa phenomena, together with the noting mind, it will turn into Apavatta, where there is cessation of mind and matter. So there is continuous arising of Nama Rupa phenomena, and the noting mind, which has sati mindfulness as chief, it is called Pavatta, continuous arising of physical mental phenomena. And when one's knowledge becomes mature, one will realize and attain Apavatta. One will reach the stage where the mentality and materiality come to a cessation. So in order to reach this stage, one needs to develop Pobabhaga Magga, preliminary path. By developing preliminary path, when one becomes mature, one will gain Ariya Magga, one will gain the path knowledge. And Saraji will later on explain about it. But now Saraji will like to explain that when one is developing Vivatagami Kusala, wholesomeness that does not lead to further existences, when one is developing Vivatagami Kusala, if one practices in easygoing manner, not respectfully, then one will not get to the stage of attaining the cessation. If one does not practice respectfully, there will be pamada. And if there is pamada, one cannot develop vipassana jnana, inside knowledge, and one cannot gain Ariya Magga, the path knowledge. If the yogi is practicing not respectfully, not meticulously, stopping in between practice, having gaps in between practice, then there is pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness. In order to remove the nivarana hindrances, one should practice systematically. And in order to practice systematically, one needs to learn the correct method of practice. Buddha taught the way to practice based on what Buddha had realized through Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge, and Buddha taught with Mahakaruna, great compassion. So the teachings given by the Buddha, the teachings of the correct method of practice, is called Saddhamma. And the Dhamma uplifts the person who practices systematically. In order to practice systematically, according to the guidance given, one needs to practice according to the method taught by the Buddha. One should learn the method how to practice. Now that Buddha had already attained Pre-Nibbana, one should learn the correct method of practice from Kalyanamita, true companion who can teach from both theoretical and practical aspects in accordance with the teaching of the Buddha. Kalyanamita, true companion, is the person who is endowed with 8 kinds of qualities, which are the cause, and 7 kinds of qualities, which are the effect. A Kalyanamita is endowed with the qualities, 7 qualities, which are effect, such as piya, being loved by others, and guru, worthy of respect by others, and so on. And the qualities of a Kalyanamita, which are the cause, is being endowed with sadha, and so on. One should approach a Kalyanamita, a true companion, who is endowed with such qualities, to learn how to practice, so that one can remove nivarana hindrances. So one should approach a Kalyanamita who can teach from both theoretical and practical aspects. Kalyanamita should be endowed with the quality Sutta Sampanna, meaning that the person, Kalyanamita, should have knowledge from both theory and practice. Kalyanamita, who has knowledge from both theory and practice, will be able to explain about Vata Satcha, which are difficult to be discerned and thus profound, and on Vivata Satcha, which are profound and thus difficult to be discerned. So one should approach a Kalyanamita who can explain the Satcha, the truth, cause and effect, and also about Satipatthana practice. So one should approach to learn the method from Kalyanamita. There are ways of learning: learning by listening, learning by discussion, learning by reading from books. So now yogis who are here, they have listened to the correct method of practice and they practice themselves. And whatever they experience through their practice, they can discuss with the meditation teacher. And the meditation teacher can give more instruction. One can gain sutta-maya, one can gain knowledge in theory from the meditation teacher. And also, one can gain theoretical knowledge also from Dhamma talks. And by practicing accordingly, one can also be endowed with the qualities of a Kalyanamita, which are the cause. One can understand the four noble truths, which are profound. One can understand cause and effect, and also about Satipatthana practice. That's why it is said that sa sadhamma savanadina, meaning that removal of the nivarana hindrances is connected with practicing systematically according to the method. So one should learn the correct method of practice, how to practice. When one knows the correct method how to practice, then one can practice accordingly to the method. One should not be practicing in the way he, she thinks is right. And one should not believe in anyone who says things which are not correct. But one needs to approach Kalyanamita, who can guide a systematic way of practice, so that there will be Sammapatipatti. One can practice systematically according to the teachings. When learning the correct method of practice by listening, by discussing, and by listening, by discussing, and also by reading, one should have faith and confidence in the Buddha who guided the way, and one should also have faith and confidence in the benefits that can be gained by practicing. So nowadays, Buddha is not alive, but there is the Dhamma. The Dhamma, which is teaching in behalf of Buddha. So the Dhamma is the representative of the Buddha. So by practicing the teachings of the Buddha, one can keep the Dhamma alive within oneself. So in this way, by practicing the Dhamma, one can keep the Dhamma alive within oneself. Even though Buddha had attained Parinibbana, the Dhammas that Buddha had taught is the teacher who guides the beings the way to practice. And by practicing the Dhamma, one is keeping the Dhamma alive within oneself. When one can keep the Dhamma alive within oneself, one also keeps the Buddha alive. One can also see the Buddha alive. Keeping the Dhamma living within oneself, there will be the living Buddha. So even if one cannot get to this stage, one should practice Sati-patthana meditation in order to gain benefits such as purification of the mind and so on. One should understand that Sati-patthana practice is not something that is insignificant. Sati-patthana practice can give benefits. It is very high, and one should understand it. Understanding that Sati-patthana practice is very effective, very high and noble, one will gain confidence in the Dhamma, and one will develop strong will in order to gain benefits from the practice. So one should listen. One should learn the correct method of practice from Kalyana Mitta, true companion, and one should practice according to the guidance. And one will gain benefit, and one will be removing unwholesomeness, one will be removing nivarana hindrances, and thus one's mind will be pure and clean. When one's mind is pure and clean, away from the nivarana hindrances, then one can discern vata satya, which are difficult to be discerned and thus profound. And one can also discern vivata satya, which are profound and thus difficult to be discerned. So the people who are practicing Sati-patthana meditation, they should cherish the Sati-patthana practice. They should cherish and have faith and confidence that Sati-patthana practice can give benefits. So one should have faith and confidence in the practice as well as the benefits of the practice. So one should not be uncertain whether this practice is right or not, but one should have faith and confidence that this is the correct practice that can bring benefit. So Saroji is not forcing to believe in the practice by force. One can, from his or her knowledge, one can reflect and know that it is right. And in order to do it, one should know the qualities of the practice, and one should have faith and confidence. One should learn the qualities of the Dhamma, and one awakens sadha, faith and confidence, by learning. And one should also cultivate the awakened sadha with further practice. By practicing systematically, one sadha will become stronger, one will develop knowledge stage by stage, and finally, when one has realized Nibbana, one's faith will be very firm, unshakable, deep-seated. By attaining Nibbana, one's faith and confidence become very firm and unshakable, that no other person can persuade him or her to other beliefs. So in this way, one's sadha will become very firm. In order to get to this stage, one should practice systematically, and by attaining Nibbana, one will come to acceptance, confirmation, and decision that this practice is really correct. And one should practice respectfully, meticulously, diligently in developing vivatagami kusala, the wholesomeness that can lead to cessation. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, when one's knowledge is matured, one will realize Ariya Magga Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, and one realizes Nibbana. One becomes Sotapanna, stream enterer, and there is a guarantee that one will not be reborn in lower existences. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one's mind becomes purified, one develops knowledge stage by stage, one's sadha, faith and confidence become stronger and stronger, and finally, when one realizes Nibbana, one comes to acceptance, confirmation and decision that it is true cessation. There is the cessation of all the nama rupa and the sufferings. So in this way, one's sadha, faith and confidence become very firm and unshakable as one has attained Nibbana. And one also knows purification through his or her experience. Once sadha, faith and confidence become firm and unshakable, and by attaining Nibbana, it is said that what it is worthy of becoming human being in this very life, and one gains guarantee in one's life. It is very important to gain a guarantee in one's life. It is important to be worthy of becoming a human being in the teaching of the Buddha in this sasana. And it is very important that one look for opportunity to practice. And when one gets the opportunity to practice, one should practice respectfully, meticulously, diligently. Dhamma uplifts and supports the person who practices systematically according to the Dhamma. Dhammo hawe rekhati dhammasari, meaning that the one who practices systematically is uplifted, supported, helped, saved by the Dhamma. So one should practice the Dhamma so that one uplifts oneself. By practicing the Dhamma, one keeps the Dhamma alive within one's heart. Keeping the Dhamma alive within one's heart, it is said that Dhamma is living, and also Buddha is living. practicing the Dharma, one is constructing a pagoda within one's heart. So it is said that one is constructing Dhamma Jedi, the Dhamma pagoda, Dhamma stupa, within one heart. When one constructs this Dhamma Jedi within one's heart by practicing the Dhamma, one does not need bricks or sand, cement or concrete, but one can construct Dhamma Jedi within one's heart, very big, very grand, and one can take it along wherever one goes, wherever one travels. Practicing Satipatthana meditation is constructing Dhamma Jedi within one's heart according to what the Buddha had liked. And yogis should rejoice that they are building Dhamma Jedi within their heart by practicing Satipatthana meditation. So there are Jedi or Jediya, stupa or pagodas, where one can pay respect to the Buddha. And there are four kinds of Jedi or Jediya. The pagoda, where the relics of the Buddha are enshrined, is called Dhatu Jedi. Pagoda, where the Buddha's possessions, belongings such as alms bowl and so on are enshrined, is called Pariboga Jedi. And the image of the Buddha is called Odicca Jedi. So these three kinds of Jedi, when one pays respect, it will be beneficial when one reflects the virtue of the Buddha when paying respect to these Jedi or Jediya. So these are Jedi, the pagodas, material pagodas, and in order to build such kind of Jedi, one needs bricks, sand, cement, concrete in order to build it big and grand. And one also needs to put a lot of service in order to construct that kind of Jedi. There are four places where one can go and pay pilgrimage to inside spiritual samvega, spiritual urgency. Before the Buddha attained Parinibbana, Venerable Ananda asked the Buddha how to soothe the persons, how to soothe the people who did not get the chance to pay respect to the living Buddha. So Buddha showed four places: the place where Buddha was born, the place where Buddha obtained Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge, the place where Buddha taught the first discourse, and the place where Buddha attained Parinibbana. So in these four places, people put up stupa, pagoda, and one can go and pay respect, pilgrimage, in order to arise samvega, spiritual urgency. When paying respect at these pagodas, one should pay respect by reflecting the virtue of the Buddha. And when one dies with that wholesome mind, paying respect, Reflecting the virtue of the Buddha, one can be reborn in Sugati, good existences. So Buddha did not say that by going on pilgrimage, one can be free from abaya. So this is what Buddha did not say. So it is said that when paying respect, by reflecting the virtue of the Buddha, and if the person dies at that moment, the person can be reborn in good existences. It implies that when one dies with unwholesome mind, when paying respect, then the person will be reborn in lower existences. But some of the people, they have misunderstanding that by going on pilgrimage tour to these four places, they will be free from lower existences. So this is the misunderstanding some of the people are having. And Saraji hears that many people go on pilgrimage in big groups, spending a lot of money. And Saraji says that in order to build Dhamma Jedi within oneself, according to what the Buddha liked, it does not take a cent, not even a single cent, to do it. There are the 37 requisites of enlightenment. They are the 37 associates of enlightenment. And within the 37 requisites of enlightenment, Satipatthana comes the first. Practicing Satipatthana meditation, one is building Dhamma Jedi within oneself. And one should be mindful on every bodily action, every feelings and sensations, every consciousness and thoughts, every seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, every general activity. And by doing thus, one is practicing four kinds of Satipatthana, and one is said to be building Dhamma Jedi within one's own heart. By developing Pupapagamaka preliminary path, and when one's knowledge is matured, one attains Ariyamaka, the path knowledge. By realizing path knowledge, one's sadha, faith and confidence, will be firm and unshaken. One discerns the Four Noble Truths, and by this way, one can even pay respect to the Buddha with the Dhamma garland through practicing. So one does not need bricks or sand or cement or concrete in order to build the jetty. One does not need appliances, but one can build the jetty by being mindful of every arising object. As soon as the object arises, one should note the object with aim and effort. One should practice Satipatthana. By being mindful one moment, one is building the jetiya bigger and wider. If the person is mindful for one moment, for that moment, one's Dhamma Jedi will become higher and wider. And when one has constructed Dhamma Jedi within one's heart to a satisfactory level, one can take it anywhere one goes. One can pay respect anywhere, any place he, she goes, as the Dhamma Jedi is carried all along within one's heart. So one should give priority to build Dhamma Jedi within one's heart. And it is very valuable and it can give guarantee. When building Jedi material JD, one needs to use good material, good building materials in order to make the pagoda strong. So one needs expertise, one needs good instruments to build, and one needs to use good quality building materials so that the pagoda will last long. If one uses bad quality building materials and the person who constructed lacks expertise, then the pagoda can collapse. In the same way, in building Dhamma JD, one needs good quality sila, morality, good quality samadhi, concentration, good quality panya, wisdom, and one should construct Dhamma JD by practicing respectfully, meticulously. And the person should have skill in the practice so that the Dhamma JD will be very firm and strong. So Xiaoji encourages the yogis that while you have the opportunity to build the Dhamma JD, in order to keep the Dhamma JD last long throughout one's life, in order to make use of it throughout one's life, in order to carry it to the next existences, may you all be able to practice diligently, respectfully, and meticulously. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.